from Payne Field in Everett, along with San Juan Airlines, scheduled service out of Everett now. And we're giving away this morning tickets to, and actually this is your choice. You can go with the ELO tickets or the WWE tickets.
They're both coming up the same week. WWE is a Monday Night Raw on the 24th of June, and ELO is Friday night the 28th down in Tacoma.
Some celebrity you met in an airport. Email us, Brad and John at KISM.com. All right, Carol says, okay, I got one for you. Here, this is a Dennis Rodman one. Dennis Rodman tried to pick me up at the Toronto airport 8 years ago. I was sitting against a wall on the floor charging my phone when these giant shoes stood right in front of me. I looked up, and there stood this giant man staring down at me through sunglasses and said nothing. I guess I gave him a strange, hey, get away from me, freak look, and he strutted off. Then he was behind me in the lineup for coffee and whispered in my ear, where are you going, darling? I said, home to Vancouver. He proceeded to ask me to join him at some party in Edmonton, to which I replied, no thanks. Then I ordered my coffee, walked away. His little entourage followed him like puppy dogs, while all the flight attendants and counter girls fluttered around him and took a bunch of pictures, but he just kept staring at me. Every time I looked up, he was staring, so I shook my head and turned away. His 15 scarves couldn't even hide that he didn't like being told no. Truly, I found him utterly creepy. And then she adds, oh, I forgot to say, while I was in that lineup for coffee, this girl was telling me she had been on the previous WestJet flight with him, and she told me that a flight attendant on that flight had put her finger in Dennis Rodman's face and said, now, we'll not be having any problems from you on this flight, will we? And then Roxy's story of famous people you met at the airport. She said her husband almost killed Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
1987, my husband picking me up at LAX. As he drove up to the passenger pickup area, he was so excited to see me, he wasn't paying attention to what was in front of him. All of a sudden, this big guy slams his hands down on the hood of my husband's car. My husband slams the brakes. Thank goodness he was driving slow at the time. All of a sudden, a bunch of people surround this guy, some asking for an autograph. So I climb into the car. My husband looked startled and said, I almost killed Muhammad Ali. Brad and John at KISM.com.
I told you earlier about running into Goldie Hawn just for a brief second at the LAX airport, and that was pretty cool. But here in Seattle, when I was maybe 18, something like that, the Scorpions had just played the Tacoma Dome with Rat. And you know you were there, Scorpions and Rat together at
That's
the Tacoma
a good
Dome.
Combo.
That's a great combo. And my next door, well, my best friend at the time, Todd, lived next door to a guy that drove limousine. And for some reason, we come home from the concert from the Tacoma Dome that night, and the guy in the limousine is pulling into the house next door. And we said, were you out carrying somebody cool? And the guy says, yeah, I just took the Scorpions from Tacoma back to their hotel. And we said, really, we were just at the Scorpions concert. And he goes, yeah, I got to go back down, pick them up tomorrow, and take them to SeaTac. And so we're going to go to the airport. And so we go, he tells us what time they're leaving, what airline, the whole deal. So there we go. We go racing down to the airport the next day. And sure enough, these two limousines pull up, and it's Todd's neighbor and some other guy. And all of the Scorpions get out. We follow them through the airport. They go to the gate, and then we got like a half an hour to wait before they board the plane. So we just sit and talk to Klaus and Matthias and the whole thing. It was fascinating. Took a whole bunch of pictures and then raced off to the one-hour photo. Handed the guy the photo, sat in the parking lot, just go, I can't believe we just met the Scorpions. We had loaded the film wrong in the camera or something, and every single picture was completely like a sunburst or something. The moment was completely gone, nothing but memories.
And no one believes the story
Scorpions.
Unless you have photographic evidence, right?
I'm telling you.
Brad and John at KISM.com.